former India selector Sabah Kareem has said that Yuvraj Singh is like a phoenix who loves rising from the ashes. Kareem feels that Yuvraj will surely make a comeback and prove his critics wrong. Australia's James Faulkner said that India and Australia share a great rivalry. The all-rounder feels that Team India is currently in a very good nick and he is looking forward to play against Kohli and company.
All the boys love playing here, so they're obviously so passionate, the Indian fans. It's always been good rivalry, India and Australia, and I'm looking forward to playing again tomorrow here in India.
All-rounder Shakib Al-Hassan has requested a six-month break from Test cricket from the Bangladesh board. If the board accepts Shakib's request, then Shakib will miss a two-test match series against South Africa. Sri Lanka cricket are contemplating to appoint former captain Arvinda De Silva as an advisor of the cricket team. According to the reports, the board will give De Silva the charge of the cricket matters with the support staff reporting to him. England skipper Joe Root has backed his side to pull off something special at this year's Ashes in Australia. Root feels that there are plenty of challenges ahead, but has full confidence in his team to return victorious from Australia. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has launched the FIFA Under-17 World Cup logo for Navi Mumbai. Navi Mumbai is among the six venues which will host India's first ever FIFA tournament from October 6th. Premier League side Crystal Palace have sacked manager Frank de Boer 4 games into the season after the club suffered worst start since 100 years. The 47-year-old was appointed manager only 10 weeks back. The Los Angeles Bid Committee for the 2028 Olympic Games has begun its final stage to bring the first summer games back to the United States since 1996. The delegation will move officials of International Olympic Committee in Peru for one final confirmation.
I think it's a really, really special thing. So I am excited, you know, to build up to that and just really proud of all the work that went into it. And I think it's going to be a really great thing.
Questioning the resting tactics of the Indian selectors, former Indian skipper Mohammad Azharuddin has said that the duo of Ravichandran Ashwin and Ravindra Jadeja should have played against Australia in the upcoming home series. Swashbuckling batsman Aaron Finch will miss Australia's 50-over warm-up game against Board President's 11 in Chennai due to calf injury, but will return to the side for the first game against India. Former New Zealand pacer Shane Bourne is all set to join England as part-time bowling coach for the country's Ashes campaign. The 42-year-old is set to fill the vacant role after Otis Gibson left after the series win against West Indies. The Goa Cricket Association has become the second association after Vidarbha to adopt the Lodha Committee recommendations. A SGM was held at the GCA headquarters and 86 out of 87 members voted in favour of adopting the recommendations. Faf du Plessis has officially been named South Africa captain of all three formats, takes over the ODI responsibility from Abdi de Villiers. La Liga has confirmed that El Clasico between Real Madrid and Barcelona will now be played on 23rd December instead of 20th, as Real Madrid will be featuring in Club World Cup in Japan during that period. The Court of Arbitration for Sport is set to hear an appeal case involving the 2008 Olympic title stripped from Usain Bolt and the Jamaican relay in team on November 15. 8-time Olympic champion Usain Bolt was stripped of his 9th medal after his teammate Nesta Carter was tested positive. The Badminton Association of India will confer its first Lifetime Achievement Award on legendary Indian shuttler Prakash Padukone. The 62-year-old will be awarded for his rich contribution to the sport. World Championship silver medalist PV Sindhu will lead Indian campaign at Korea Super Series, while Saina Nehwal and K. Srikanth have decided to give it a miss. A host of world's most celebrated footballers, including the likes of Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo and Paul Pogba, took part in UEFA's Equal Game initiative in an effort to promote diversity and accessibility in football.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.